Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Ms. Pat, Pat McAfee, and Donnie Baker calls in right after this.
Song.
Chief.
Oh, this is my posse. Hello, ladies.
Chief.
Hi, Chief.
Oh, yeah.
This is a song that's called
Chief.
Well, no, it's not. It's not called Chick. It's a song that, that I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
My life as a ladies man.
He can't get enough.
Oh, I heard that.
He can't get enough.
Yes, yes, yes. Take off your dress.
He can't.
Tell me something I don't know.
He can't get enough.
Nat-dita.
Oh. Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. He can't get enough.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's very good.
Cheek.
I'd give that a right on, brother.
Right on.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I lost you. I don't know what you're trying to say.
He can't get enough.
Oh, yeah. Nasty stuff.
Oh,
nasty stuff.
Let's get freaky.
Nasty stuff.
I know my way around it.
Nasty stuff. He can't get enough. Nasty stuff.
Give me that tang.
Nasty stuff.
Are you ladies digging my rap? Oh, this is where we break it down. Oh, no, that's the next song, isn't it? You know, speaking of nasty stuff, I've never had a problem in that area. Everyone out there, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
What's up, baby?
N-A-S-T-Y. 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 How do we stop? Lay it on me, ladies.
He can't get enough.
Give it up.
Shaniqua.
He can't get enough.
Give it up for the Mac Daddy.
He can't get enough.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff.
Give me some skin.
Nasty stuff.
Oh, my.
Nasty stuff.
God.
He can't get enough.
Look at the size of those. This never happened before. Do you have a towel or a moist towel? Well, thanks for the bump and grind. I gotta bust a move. Peace out.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show, coast to coast and worldwide on American Forces Radio. Thanks for joining us. We have a handsome crew here in the studio.
Thank you.
That would include Jason running the equipment over there. Jason, thank you very much for joining us.
And due to popular demand, there's a picture of me, the real picture of me, the real in quotes, up on Twitter.
Okay. We
because yesterday's photo was objectionable.
Yesterday, a photograph was taken of Chick and Christy. Christy was wearing an unusual sweater that we thought perhaps she was wearing a padded brassiere.
You thought that?
Because of the cold temperatures.
It turned out it was...
Women don't wear padded temperatures if it's cold.
Padded brassieres.
Or padded bras. They don't wear those for that reason.
But the point is, Christy looked great yesterday. We put a photograph of her up, and a Chickster photobombed in the picture.
He is wearing a
Fred Flintstone Order of the Buffaloes, Water Buffaloes hat. And he just looks in the photograph.
Good.
His eyes are drifting apart. He looks like he has no teeth. It's possibly the worst photograph I've ever seen.
A glass eye. My teeth aren't in.
Tom just said possibly the worst photograph I've ever seen. I think that's a little much.
Of Chick. I mean, he just doesn't. It's a sad
But
photo.
Have you seen the new one? Have you seen the new picture of me that
I'm
I put up?
Looking for it right now.
It looks a lot like Chick.
A little bit.
And
it's me in quotes.
Well, you can see this. It's on our website. We've got it out there in the world of Twitter. In the meantime, in the studio, Ms. Pat, comedian, is here with us. And Mr. Pat has never taken
a bad photo, I don't think.
Tom, I'm not handsome.
Thank you.
No, I'm a girl.
Oh, and I'm
we're not handsome.
Well, no,
Tom.
A woman.
And
can
I plucked my chin
to,
this morning.
Right.
Pat, do I look handsome?
No, but
I'm saying H-A-N-D-S-O-M. I'm a little country. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought you were saying. Hanson, like the brothers.
Well, whatever, handsome. I'm not handsome.
She's a pretty gal. She's Miss Pat. You say you plucked your what?
Chin this morning.
You
plucked your
chin.
So you wouldn't see my hair.
Well, you have to tweeze out some hairs on the chin.
That happens, Tom.
Yes, Tom. That's called having ovaries that act up when you're over 40.
Mm. Me and Tom don't have this. Me and Tom don't have
Well, it makes hair grow in other places.
Okay, I didn't need to hear that, but thank you.
Like your chin and areolas.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Plucking hairs from areolas. Isn't that a song that your brother's band does?
It's coming right up next month.
Plucking the hairs.
You don't pluck your hairs on your areola. You shave them.
You shave your areola.
Because it hurts. Okay, that's a sensitive area.
Ms. Pat, since you brought up your areolas, you're one of the few women who's had your areolas shot off.
Yes.
Now, I want to have you explain this to Pat McAfee.
No.
You have actually had your nipple shot off.
Yes, in a drive-by shooting, Tom.
No, Ms. Pat's lived a very street life.
Yes.
She is urban. You were a drug dealer at one point, although not a drug user, so at least you got it half right.
You sound like that lady who was giving the speech out to Obama last night. Jeez. The State of the Union rebuttal, I guess that's what you call it. That's how you sound.
If you recall earlier this morning, I told you
not to go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
That's right.
This show is going to be a rough life, Pat.
I got shot 2 times and hit by a dump truck.
Oh, boy.
You've been shot in the head and you've been shot in the boob.
Yes.
But they sewed the nipple back on. And it still works, right?
It just grew back on. I was 15.
Okay.
My jeans were strong at that time.
Okay, good, good. Now, is the one that was shot off, does it still sport some hair?
Yeah, that's the one that grow all the hair.
Okay,
it itches all the time, Tom.
Okay, just checking.
You want me to send you a selfie?
No, that would be.
Wow. Send him a Snapchat.
Maybe I can look at it when I want to wake up while driving late at night.
These things are real, Tom. It smell like feet in the middle.
Okay, I didn't need to hear that. I did not need to hear that.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show. Who's this?
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Thank God.
Donnie, I'm glad you called. I just found out that Ms. Pat's boobs smell like feet in the middle.
Don't repeat it.
Oh, thanks for that.
When you gross out Donnie Baker, Pat, you've really that's a big victory.
Is it true you've been shot twice, like in the head and the nipple?
Yes.
I didn't know if that was like a bourbon legend or true. Hell, you took more lead than Tupac then. I don't think any of his were direct hits. Hey, I heard you talking about different band names and stuff.
Yeah, it's because Pat McAfee's here. Pat's brother is a real cool guy, and he is the drummer in a metal band. And they're called Outlined in Blood.
They ain't nearly as good as Mucus Plug. I bet if they get played on the same ticket together, you'd sell out anywhere.
Yeah.
Did you hear the big news about bands?
No.
This just happened. Motley Crue is calling it quits.
Right.
Yep. I don't buy this stunt for a second, though, Tom. They'll be back just like the McRib. This is what most hair bands do when they get desperate. you basically got a couple options. You can either puss out and start playing movie soundtracks at Super Bowl parties like Bon Jovi and Aerosmith, mm-hmm. or you can keep rocking until the band dry rots like Riot, Def Leppards, or Whitesnake.
Uh-huh.
And notice how the real hair bands are named after deadly reptiles. See, it's like some of these bands forget what it was like when they had balls on stage. You can't tell me Motley Crue is better now than when Nikki Six was snorting blows in and drinking paint thinner. There's no way.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's true.
Donnie, you're such a dick.
When Donnie's right, he's right.
And sure, you said it right. It's fine for two-thirds of them. Nikki Six is on the radio now. Tommy Lee could sell pony rides on his pork sword. Vince Neil's got a few years left before he'll need a bandana like Brent Michaels.
Uh-huh.
But what in the hell is Mick Mars going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a great guitar player, though.
I guess I'll have to go back to being lead singer for the Pretenders. I mean, they can all. You know,
I didn't think country. It was possible to insult Chrissy Hynde more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they just can't all go country like Hootie did. I mean, same with Van Halen. They broke up. They called it quits. Had the Hell Freezes Over tour twice. But the fact remains, they've sucked ever since David Lee Roth got male pattern baldness. I swear to God that's true. Think about it. He used to do 10-foot toe touches in them MTV jump videos, and me and Scotty Winkler used to imitate him on his cousin's trampoline, and we got even higher than he did because Scotty had Reebok pumps and I had the Converse with React Juice in them.
Wow.
So you can imagine. It's hard to repeat that now, 20 years later, in a pair of low-top Pumas, but I have more respect for bands who don't announce their retirement,
yeah?
Like some old linebacker who just can't do it anymore. I mean, what excuse do any of these bands have with Keith Richards still rocking at his age?
Sure, good point.
I mean, hell, he makes the faces of meth billboards look good.
Oh, boy.
I forgot.
Oh, boy.
That's why I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They take breaks, but they don't break up. Plus, their drummer looks like Will Ferrell. I say these bands.
He does.
He does look like
Will Ferrell. And he's a great drummer, too.
Chad,
these bands
Smith.
That have fake retirements and countless tours that are farewell tours should be forced to camp out for concert tickets so we don't have to.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, hey, Gene, put on a makeup and get me four by the beer garden, Dick. hey, Axel, I know the sign says they'll open the window at 10, but I hope they don't lift them blinds until 4, dickface. Oh, I'm so glad he got fat. He put on so much weight, it's like Guns N' Roses broke up, but added another member. I gotta go.
Thanks, Donnie. We have some music. Miss Pat and Pat McAfee are here today.
I have no idea these bands y'all talking about.
Well, I thought you said you wanted to do some dancing, Pat.
No crew?
Only if the
she
other
can dance
Pat
to girls,
me.
Girls, girls.
I'm getting old. I can't just walk straight in the studio and dance.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
Everybody knows this one.
Go, Pat.
Now, Pat, why were you holding your left hand over your groin?
Because I flipped my pants.
Oh,
earlier.
I thought, okay.
See, go, you your pants last time.
Your thighs rubbed together.
He's SpongeBob.
You
ripped
my
pants.
Really can't see.
I ripped my pants.
Go, Pat. Drop it like it's hot.
You're actually.
Oh, watch the feet.
Go.
Watch the feet.
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Sexy, Pat.
I know.
Oh, you can do the. You can almost do. Yeah, the moonwalk there,
moonwalk.
The spin.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
good.
I can move if you had this cart. If you had this long
plastic.
Uh-huh.
You got the moonwalk down.
Y'all, yeah. Pat can dance. Yeah,
yeah. I told you. You're looking white, Pat.
Oh, you're not white, Pat. I'm gonna have to twerk with you.
Oh, now we're talking.
You're gonna have to help me up out of the first twerk.
It's all right. I'm getting older.
You know
as well.
What twerking is, don't you, Tom?
I do indeed. Yes.
Yeah. Do we have like blurred lines or something?
I would love to hear. I would love to hear Tom say it's a hip gyration.
ladies. It's more of a. It's more of a butt flogging kind of.
Butt flogging.
Butt flogging.
Once again. I said earlier, don't go anywhere.
Oh my God, Tom! Yeah, I need to take you home with
shaking,
me, Tom.
Shaking your buttocks.
Start recording, possibly. If you have to leave the room.
What in the hell is a
get out of your car.
Flogging? Is like
flogging.
A,
flogging
like
means
whipping.
To hit.
You know, it's like they're never mind. Very
spanking?
Very popular. The word
yeah.
twerking wasn't around. Till a couple, what is it, a couple years old, and now it's
yeah,
everywhere.
But we've been twerking since.
Yeah, long
oh,
time.
Yeah, twerking.
My mama
around.
Used to twerk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I don't know when the word twerk entered the vocabulary.
Long time.
Long
I've been going to
ago.
Adult.
Yeah.
I've been going to adult ballets with some of my teammates.
I thought you were gonna say adult clubs.
Adult ballets.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I just like to call them ballets.
Entertainment
oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a long time, where I happen to be the only Caucasian human. In the
do
building.
You ever go to adult fat girl clubs?
There are,
there's one in Atlanta.
I was at
Strictly Fat Girls.
Yeah, you have to be at least 300 pounds and be able to hit a full split.
Oh, come on! What are they have?
I'm not lying.
They have a scale.
My husband used
to.
There has to be some sort of prejudice there. I think
that's
some
a specific.
Some men like to sneak and watch fat girls in two pieces.
Really?
Well, the nice. Problem with these adult ballets I'd go to with my teammates is usually the white guys that go there.
Uh huh.
I guess they're older men who usually enjoy very large women. Uh-huh. So I'd go in there with my teammates, and there's nothing wrong with that. But all the very big girls would instantly come right over to me.
Because they know you're going to tip.
No, because, yeah.
They thought that's what you were
They
into.
Thought the white guy was here for to get, like, smothered on
yeah.
me. You know?
So I'll smother you.
Oh, boy. I was offered that plenty of times.
See the feet comment earlier.
Yeah, I was offered that plenty
well,
of times.
Well, I watched them this morning.
Once
but
again,
you might get some crumbs
Miss Pat suggested that the aroma between her breasts is the similar to that of old
the
feet.
The aroma.
I don't know if old was used, but
sorry.
Did you say old?
But they've been twerking for a long time.
No,
twerking
no.
Been happening when you for a long time.
When you go to these clubs, Pat, do you do you get a?
I don't go anymore.
Okay. Did you get a? Was there a particular song that you like to see the ladies dance to? Or?
No, no. I usually just kept my mouth shut. We would go there to literally eat, though. Like we go to eat.
Ooh.
Some of the best wings in a lot of cities.
Well, how do you think the girls got so big?
Some of the best wings in a lot of cities are at adult ballets.
They are.
That is
I
a
hear
very
that all
true
the
story.
Time.
Yeah, it's a very true story.
Yes.
So we would go, you know, eat some wings, and it was just like a show was happening, you know? But I could never just spectate like my teammates could because I would always get, like, approached by.
The ladies would come up, they'd want to do a lap dance on you?
Yeah, like, oh, white guys here.
Were they black?
Who's our
were
biggest?
Were they black ballets?
Yeah, yeah.
Ballet?
I was the only Caucasian in the entire building.
They see that you look like you go that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're like, let's.
You've been touched by
who's
the
our
other
biggest
side.
Girl? Okay, send her to the white guy right over there. I mean, that was literally the case. Huh. And all my teammates would get like, the bouncers would be like, come on in, come on in, come on in. You, stop. Let's see your ID, please. I'm with them, man. Like, no, they need your ID. And it's $20 to get it. I'm like, I'm with them. They didn't pay a thing. They're in the NFL. So am I. Ha ha. Good one, white guy. That was always the conversation.
Yeah, the sad thing is the coaches feel the same way when he gets to the complex. I'm sorry, we need your ID.
Yeah, I understand where
you're coming
from.
Do you guys get an ID card, an NFL player ID card that you can?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Oh.
No, we're talking with Pat McAfee from the NFL.
The union.
Punter,
card,
kicker,
right?
Holder.
Yeah, like people always say, oh, pull the NFL. Oh, you're going to pull the NFL card? I've never used it in my entire life. Well.
You thinking?
I don't think I've ever used it in my entire life. I've had a friend use it that I was with him.
Okay.
Because there was a long line, and he was like.
So this is so you can prove that you're the NFL, so you get into Studio 54.
Yeah, so what this is supposed to do is supposed to, it gives us.
I heard it.
I didn't,
you remember Studio 54 back in.
You need the footnote.
79.
Welcome to Footnotes in today's Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah.
Studio 54 was a famous, 70s era disco that the likes of
Andy Warhol.
Andy, if you wanted to hang out with Liza Minnelli and Peter Allen and do cocaine.
Peter Allen!
Whoa, whoa. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. Turn over the stool. Get three bodies in.
Hey, hold on real quick. Peter Allen.
Can I leave now?
I know, right? Please
Peter
play
Peter
something.
Allen,
I'm used to.
Peter Allen was an
I'm
Australian.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So anyways, this card is for you get a free ride if you're in the right city at the right time. If you're drunk, you call this number.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's supposed to be for that. So you show your card. You're like, hey, I got this card. You know,
and three guys in black suits and black ties and black glasses, sunglasses come in and pick you up in a sedan and take you.
It's a smart idea. Keep.
I hate to
trouble.
Tell you, Pat, but yours expired.
No, no. I know. I don't have my new one. I don't know where my new one's at.
He's a free agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it may say Detroit Lions on it the way things are going.
He might be working at a Foot Locker in April.
I might be working at an adult ballet. Really, so.
You might be managing big black girls.
We have Pat McAfee here in the studio with us, along with Ms. Pat, comedian. And we have been playing some dance music. Now, Pat, what music do you like to dance to? Do you like to dance to Michael Jackson? Was that appropriate for you?
That was appropriate for
you
me.
Like
but
him?
I can't dance right now. I just got over a broken toe.
Broken toe?
Broken toe's going to keep you from twerking? Come on, all you got to do is move your booty.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, have you ever tried it?
That could have been.
Look at my booty. I'm 302.
That could have been the whitest.
Yes.
All you have to do is move your booty. I believe they say gyrate the booty.
The only way to make my booty and twerk it for her.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.